Now, we learned earlier that we could give thanks to God by singing to Him. But today, I would like to also share with you three other ways that we can give thanks, beginning with, you can give thanks to Him by praying to Him. Psalms, the 105th chapter, Psalms, the 105th chapter in the first verse says, give thanks to the Lord and pray to Him. The Bible says that we are to pray with gratitude and pray with thanksgiving. Now, those of you who are parents, or maybe you might have grown children or you might have grandchildren, but those of you who are parents know what it means to have children that keep saying, Mama, I want this. Daddy, I want this. Give me this. Give me that. Give me whatever. You know, give me, give me, give me. And yet, sometimes they don't ever say, thank you. Yeah. Now you might not have that situation in your home. But there was a time or two when our children, when they were at home, that would be asking for things, and yet they didn't think, or it wasn't important to them to be able to say thank you. Well, God's the same way. He wants us to make our request known to Him. He's our loving Father. He says over 20 times in the New Testament to ask, to ask. He wants us to bring our petition to Him. He wants us to come before Him. But He also wants us to be grateful to Him. And He says, when you ask, ask with thanksgiving. So, in your praying and you're praying for whatever you're praying for, remember to ask for thanksgiving. One of the elements of faith is thanking God in advance for answering your prayers. So make it a practice to thank God before you receive an answer to your prayer. So if you are believing for something, and let me just take finances as an opportunity. And if you're believing God for something very special in the way of finances, or you have a need in finances, you have a need for a job, you have a need for health, you have a need for healing, you have a need to be able to restore a relationship, whatever you have a need for, start giving thanks for it. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that all my needs are met. I thank you, Lord, that I will be able to have the money to be able to pay these bills. I thank you, Lord, that that job that's out there is my job and it will be mine. I thank you, Father, for that. So what I'm trying to do is to say to you today that as you are praying for whatever your needs may be, start thanking God for it in advance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let me give you an example of this type of a situation. It's found in the 16th chapter of Acts. And Paul and Silas were two early New Testament preachers. And they went to Philippi to speak to a crowd. And the crowd didn't like what they heard them to say. So first thing, they stoned them, and then they threw them in jail. At midnight that night, in that dark, dirty, dingy jail, in the middle of darkness, Paul and Silas started thanking God for the goodness. They started singing songs, praising God, and praying during that time. They began doing the same things that we are going to be doing today. In the midst of a very difficult situation, they began thanking God and worshiping Him. In the midst of the circumstances, the Bible sent a miraculous earthquake at that particular time, and shook it so heavily that all the doors of the jail opened, their chains were unloosed, and they were set free. There was a miracle that occurred because of their thanksgiving and because of the praises that went up to God. And God, there's something about thanksgiving and praise, and when you preface your praise to God with thanksgiving, it seems like it's a straight shot right to heaven, because God is going to answer that prayer. So when you are praying for something, believe Him for it. Well, anyway, long story short, the jailer, who was a Roman, saw this and thought he was going to be punished or maybe even put to death. And immediately he got all scared, and Paul calmed him down. He says, no, everything's okay. All the people are here. We're nobody's going to leave. And you know what? That jailer became a believer. There is a miracle working power in thanksgiving. And this is one of the what we're wanting to focus on this morning. There is a miracle working power in the midst of Thanksgiving. If you need a miracle today, it begins with Thanksgiving. So much of the time that when we go to the Lord in prayer, we give me this, give me that, I need this, I need that. But this morning, the essence of the message and the focus of the message this morning is, if you're going to pray for something, start it with thank God for what He has done for you. Thanksgiving has the power to set you free from the prison that you might be in. It might be an emotional prison. It may be a financial prison. It may be a relational prison. But whatever is binding you and holding you and coming against you this morning, whatever your needs may be, the pathway, the doorway to getting your miracle as far as when a miracle is needed is it starts with thanksgiving. But, you know, if you start grumbling about the problem instead of thanking God for the solution, all you're doing is solidifying that problem. It's by the words of our mouth that we will solidify that problem. You know, so much of the time, and not necessarily in church, but in other areas, when you're around people, all they can give you is the negative. Well, this is bad. This is bad. That's bad. The government's bad. The weather's bad. My wife's bad. My husband's bad. I mean, bad, 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 bad. That's all you hear. Well, it's no wonder we're in the situation that they're in, is because that's all they see. That's all they expect. That's all they're confessing. That's all they have. Folks, I'm telling you today, I'm giving you the solution to all of your needs, whatever they may be. It starts with thanksgiving. And this is the reason that we gave this title to this message here this morning. And that is, there is a miracle for you in thanksgiving today. One of the keys to miracles is a life of gratitude, a life of thankfulness. And the more thankful we are, the more God can work in our lives. The more thankful we are, more God can work on. Now, I'm sure you're sitting there this morning and saying, well, I don't know so much about that. Well, think about it. Are you thankful? Are you thankful for the goodness of God? Are you thankful for that you have the ability to even come to church this morning? I visited some people this week that can't come to church this morning because of a physical situation. There's other people in other nations that aren't even allowed to go to church this morning, not allowed to raise the name of the Lord. You know what, folks? We have a lot to be thankful for. Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people, and He uses our thanksgiving as instruments of power in His life, in your life. Thanksgiving is a spiritual power that works for you. Scripture says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. And His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Today, our focus is on thanking God for all the good that He's done in our life. For that reason, we'd like to pray for those of you who might be going through tough times. Let me just stop here for a minute. It's difficult sometimes to thank God in the midst of a difficult situation. And yet the Word of God says, thank God in all circumstances. It doesn't say for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. Why does it say thank God in all circumstances? Because that thanking the Lord is the pathway to the solution to the problem that you are having. And you may have come here today, and you might be one of those people that have come here today with a difficult situation. You might be out of work. You might be needing finances. You might be having trouble in your family. You might be depressed. You might be discouraged. You might, any number of things could be a part of a burden to you here today. You don't have to leave here feeling that way. You don't have to leave here and be discouraged. You don't have to leave here and say, well, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this, or I don't know how I'm going to be able to cope with this. You don't have to leave here to do that. Because the God that I serve is a God that loves you, cares for you, concerned for you, and wants to be the solution to your problems. But you know how that starts? It starts with thanking God for what we have in our life. I'm going to ask everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes for just a moment. Everybody, bow your heads and close your eyes. And if you're here this morning, I'm getting ready to pray concerning these needs. And I'll pray a general prayer, but I'm wanting you, if you have come here today with a need in your life, especially needing a miracle in your life, I want to be able to pray for you. And as I pray for you today, if you're here today and you are a candidate for needing a miracle and want a miracle in your life, whatever that may be, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet in faith right now. Stand to your feet in faith right now. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Just the rest of you, just keep your head bowed and eyes closed. Just give us a minute. Okay. Yeah, just keep standing. Keep standing if you would, please. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to for you to sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, as we come to you today, first of all, we're thankful. We're thankful for each and every person that has stood up in faith. We're thankful for the blessings of God. We're thankful because you have blessed us with health. We're thankful because you've given us a family. We're thankful because we have a church family. We're thankful because we do live in a country where we can worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you have given us. And those of you that are standing, just you know your individual situations and the things that you're blessed with, just in your own spirit, in your own mind, just continue to bless the Lord. Just continue to thank God for those. Just continue. And church, the rest of you, just pray for those people that are standing. Just begin interceding for them. Now, Father, we bless you today. Now that we stand here before you, and Lord, we ask today that you meet the needs of each individual person, whether it be spiritual, whether it be financial, whether it be family, whatever the case may be. I come into agreement right now as we give thanks to you on this day. I give thanks to you. I come into agreement that you will meet these needs in Jesus' name. Meet these needs in Jesus' name. Meet these needs in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, I ask that you break people out of prisons. I come into agreement that habits are broken. I come into agreement that, Lord, and we bind the devil from off of these people's property, off of their lives. We come into agreement and we release the love of God. We release the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Well, give the Lord a clap offering and bless him. Bless the Lord and thank him. Hallelujah. Continue to thank him. Hallelujah. Don't you feel better? Don't you feel better? I do. Praise God. You know, preachers have needs too. Now, that may surprise you, but they do. Amen. So, what we've done here is we've talked about thanking the Lord with our singing, and we sang to the Lord and worshiped him. Now we have talked about we've worshiped the Lord by praying and believing in miracles and thanking him. So, by praying. Now, the next thing that we want to talk about sharing a testimony for him. Sharing a testimony for him. And a lot of times when you say this, people get a little bit uneasy. Well, I'm timid. I'm not really sure I know how to do that. And there's a certain amount of timidity many times when you start talking about sharing a testimony. You know what a testimony is? A testimony is what a witness does in a court of law. They're not trying to convince anybody. They're just saying, this is what happened to me. This is what happened in my life. And when I'm talking about you can, by sharing a testimony, you can share just what happened in your life. Did you know that there is nobody can challenge your testimony? You are the only one that knows what God has done in your life personally. Amen. Amen? You are the only one that knows that. And as a result of that, you are the authority. And I'm going to share something else with you. Historically, if you don't share your testimony, it will never be shared. If you don't share your testimony, because you see, I can tell people about it, but I cannot tell people about it with the authority with which you can share that testimony. And when you share it, and as I said, I'm not suggesting that when you talk about it, you don't have to try to convince anybody. You don't have to persuade anybody. You don't have to feel rejected if they don't accept it. You don't have, none of that. Because all you're doing is sharing what God has done for you in your life. God says that one of the ways to give thanks to Him is by telling our story and by giving thanks back to God by telling how God has worked for us. Cheryl? Read. Worship. Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you stand up? Very quickly, I want you to share what you're thankful for today.
I've had multiple miracles since September. I have been healed of fear and depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been healed physically. Last week, something was stolen from me, and not only did I get it back, but it was increased when I got it back. So amen. I have many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Tracy, I saw Tracy come in a minute. Come here. Becky, won't you head down this way? Come on, Tracy. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful because I was hooked on methamphetamine, hard and heavy, for 7 years, and the Lord delivered me and set me free. Yeah. Jesus saved me. Yeah, I don't even remember what it's like to use. He just wiped it all out. I can't even remember, you know, so thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Tracy. Becky?
Well, I'm thankful this year for the year of increase.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for something that seems very contradictory. But this year I have learned that by decreasing, Jesus Christ increases in me, and the teaching has been wonderful. But I've also learned that I am pretty special to God. I've learned that He even thinks about me.
Yeah.
Over and over and over, He thinks about me, and He cares what's going on in my life. So while I'm decreasing, I am increasing.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Becky. Come on, Mindy. What are you thankful for, buddy?
For 8 years, I battled addiction and with methamphetamines, and God saved me. And He's progressing my calling in the youth ministry.
I'm going to do something that I had not planned to do. As you have heard each one of these four people share their testimonies, bow your heads again and close your eyes. I feel led of the Lord to do this. But as they were sharing, if you have a need in the life, in the things that they have shared, I want you at this time
to lay hold on that and claim that for your life. If you've been addicted, if you have a situation in your life, if you've not felt good about yourself, if you've felt these things, but yet you heard that how these people that was broken, then I want you to claim that right now. I set myself in agreement for the revelation power of God for it to come into the people's lives that have come here today. I release them from all those situations that the enemy has entangled them with. I release them out of that prison. I call a spiritual earthquake in their lives that will release them to be able to go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, Mary. Hallelujah. Folks, this is Mary Harper.
Yeah.
Give her a hand.
I want to thank the good Lord. He's always been in my life, even when I was a child. He's been so good. But just recently, I had an awful heating bill. When I went to inquire about it, it had already been paid for. And that's just like God.
Amen.
That's just like the Lord. He knew what was ahead of me. He took care of me.
All right.
He's great.
Thank you, Mary.
He really is.
Yeah.
What wonderful words you could ever say.
Okay.
Isn't this wonderful? Hallelujah. I read a scientific study recently. It says that the two healthiest emotions are generosity and gratitude. The two healthiest emotions are generosity and gratitude. Carl Menninger, the famous psychiatrist from Topeka, Kansas, said, "Generous people are rarely mentally ill." Generosity and gratitude is a sign of mental health. I want to challenge you to build these two attitudes into your life. Let it become a lifestyle with you to have an attitude of gratitude, to have an attitude of generosity, to have an attitude of being concerned for other people. And I guarantee you, you will have a revolutionary, new, and wonderful life.
Amen.
I want to challenge you to be able to do that. Because study after study has shown that people who have an attitude of gratitude and generosity are far more resistant to disease, are healthier than other people who are grouchy and grumpy. This shows that the surly bird catches the germ. Howard, I'm sorry. I won't tell no more. Maybe. The Bible says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God.
Yes.
Whatever you do, whatever your situation is. So I don't want Thanksgiving to become just an event. I want Thanksgiving to become a lifestyle as far as the people of Cornerstone Church are concerned. I want Thanksgiving to become a lifestyle in my life, in my family's life, but also I want it to become. And as it does, then we will be able to reach out and to love others. If you want to know what God's will is in your life, then go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. Now, I touched on this earlier, and I might go back and just kind of touch on it again, and to be sure that we have an understanding about it. God does not expect nor want you to give thanks for bad things that come your way. God doesn't, that's not what this scripture's saying. But what this scripture is saying is that in every circumstance, regardless what it may be, that there's an answer, there's a solution, and God wants to be able to, will be able to provide that solution if we will approach it. God can. It's because of what you know is that it can happen. Now, let's look at the fourth way that you can give thanks to God, and that's by giving to Him. We believe that thanksgiving involves thanks and giving. Thanks and giving go together. Amen. Today, we're celebrating our annual Cornerstone Family Thanksgiving. And it's also the day that we're bringing our first fruits offering to the Lord. This is one of the major focuses for which we plan the service today. Now, I would also like to say, if you're visiting us today, or if you're our guest today, I do not want you to feel compelled or that you have to participate. We want you to only participate if you feel you have heard from God and he's telling you to participate. So just to kind of clarify that, we want you to enjoy the service today. We want you to sit here and let this be a great time if you're a guest or a visitor today. So having said that, we will be receiving an offering in a few moments and the first fruits as we bring our first fruits to the Lord. So just feel comfortable. If you're our guest, you feel comfortable in giving or not giving. Okay. The scripture says, give an offering to show thanks to God. Give him what you promised. That's Psalms 50:14. And in 2 Corinthians 9:11, it says, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Now, the scripture says to worship him in spirit and in truth. And yes, we worship him with our voices. We worship him with our clapping our hands. We worship him. But also, we worship him by giving and by generosity. About 350 years ago, a group of people called the Pilgrims decided to set aside a day in the fall which they would express thanksgiving to God by bringing an offering to the Lord. And they experienced a banquet, had joy, and fellowship with one another, much like we are doing here today. But about 3,000 years ago, before that, God told his people, the children of Israel, I want you to set aside a day after harvest for a day of thanksgiving. Now, God said this some 3,000 or whatever years ago. It was called the Feast of Weeks or Harvest Festival. It's been called by two or three different names, but that's two of them. At which they would bring an offering to God, expressing the thanks to God, and they would share a meal together. In Deuteronomy, it says this, celebrate the harvest festival to honor the Lord your God by bringing him a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings he's given you. Be joyful in the Lord's presence together with your children or with your family. And this is exactly what we are doing here today. We're celebrating this time. We're thanking God for the bountiful year that he has given us and for the many blessings. Now, that was 3,000 years before the Pilgrims ever did what they did, whether they were duplicating what